you must be fucking good with that.
Yeah, look, it's, I guess it's a reward for, you know, our recent performances and the effort that everyone's been turning up to training every day. It's a real challenge mentally when, you know, you really think that you're worthy of more points, but for whatever reason that hasn't happened, and the spirit has been tremendous. You know, everyone's remained positive. It helps also because we have been performing well, and today at times maybe we rode our luck a little bit, but you know, I think we earned that luck today by our energy and our hunger and desire to get the 3 points. So, very pleasing that we keep a clean sheet. That's important for us. You know, we got Posco back today, which is, you know, a real positive for us. And you know, we're happy to win.
It is a clean sheet, and your defence was good, but Paul Izzo's performance again was superb.
Yeah, I don't want to speak about last season because enough's sort of already been said about that. And unfortunately, Paul's, you know, a young goalkeeper, and he had the difficult task of, you know, being the last man in a defence that was very inexperienced, and inevitably he made some mistakes. But it's no surprise to me. I've worked with Paul for a number of years now, and he's a tremendous young goalkeeper, and the save he makes off Castro in the second half, you know, is a real game changer, because, you know, if that goes in, the momentum shifts, they gain a bit of confidence, you know, it becomes a little bit more difficult. So, you know, we're happy for his performance.
Did you, just given your record against Perth, the win that you had here over the 9 weeks ago, could you sense that maybe it was your time?
Look, we felt in the two games against Perth that we played previous to today, we performed well and probably could have had two wins against them. You know, they've been in good form, and they have some real weapons up front. You know, they're a physical team, but you know, during the week we spoke about where we thought we could, you know, hurt them, and we worked on it, and you know, credit to the players, they you know, they executed it as best as possible, and you know, we spoke about it at half time, about, you know, continuing to do it, to continue to show personality, and that moment would come, and thankfully it did, and in the end we probably could have scored a couple more, but overall, you know, you win at home, you know, you have some chances to score, you know, we get some players back, and we keep a clean sheet, so yeah, it's a good feeling.
And young Josh Binger's performance in place of Roy O'Donovan, what do you think of that?
Yeah, look, Binger's has been very unlucky, because we have, you know, some good attackers, and unfortunately, you can only have four on the bench, so you know, it's been a real difficult times for me not to have him in the squad. So pleased for him that he got a goal. He worked hard. He ran out of legs in the end, but you know, he led the line. You know, he did what we asked him to do, and you know, we're happy for him as well.
And I guess more key than ever, players like him to have, you know, senior figures like Monty on the field, he had an outstanding performance as well.
Yeah. More so for us, you know, we rely on that experience, because we have a number of young players, and if we miss that experience, then it makes it even more difficult for the younger boys. So, you know, Posco's not the other end of 30, neither is he a 20-year-old, but you know, he's an experienced defender in my eyes. So to have him next to Rosie was you know, helped us. And of course, you know, with Monty, we know what we're going to get. We're going to get a player who's going to run for 120 minutes, however long the game goes for, and he's going to compete, and he's going to drive everyone forward, and you know, that's what happened. And you know, he sort of caps off a good week for him, a special week where he becomes one of us, an Aussie. So you know, we're happy that we could deliver that for him today.
When you say you rode your luck a little bit, what are you referring to? I know there was a period at the end of the first half where they...
Yeah, we sort of, you know, they counted us two or three times and probably could have scored a goal, which would have been against the run of play, and you know, it's that moment that we've spoken about, that we've already experienced before and we've seen before, where we're really in the game and we probably could be in front, and then for whatever reason we allow the opposition to score a goal, and then, you know, we're chasing the game. So it didn't happen, thankfully, and you know, once we got that first goal, I had the sense that we were going to have more chances to get some goals, and in the end, that's what happened.
And he obviously didn't play today, but Roy, where are you with contract
talks? I stay out of that stuff. I am aware that the club is in discussions with Roy or with Roy's agent. So that, you know, nowadays, those sort of things don't happen in 24 hours. They take a bit of time, rightly so. But, you know, I think it's clear that the club wants to keep Roy here for next season. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, those discussions move forward and Roy decides to continue to play here.
So he's an important part of your plans?
Look, every player is important, whether they're signed for next season or you know, they're coming to the end of their contract at the end of the season. There's no freebies. You have to earn it. You have to work hard. And you know, at the start, when we began, everybody was told that they'd get the opportunity to prove that, you know, that they're a player for this football club, and that'll continue till the end of the season.
Just lastly, this performance.
Well, look, again, the belief has been there, and I think we wouldn't have been able to perform the way we have, even without points, if the belief wasn't there. So, you know, I don't want to talk too much about, you know, getting back-to-back wins, but we have a game next Sunday against Adelaide where, you know, we feel if we can perform the way we have been performing, then we're a chance of winning. And it's Adelaide next Sunday, but if it was any other team in the A-League, we would feel the same. So we'll recover, obviously enjoy our third win of the season, but you know, come Tuesday, it's you know, the focus is on trying to get that fourth win, and we'll work hard for it.
Liam Rose has been playing back recently. Where do you see him playing long-term?
Wherever Rosie can perform, wherever the team needs him. It's great to have a player like Rosie who can play in both positions. So, you know, at the moment, that's where he's playing. You know, he's happy, we're happy, and we know that we can use him also as a central midfielder, as a six. Depends the way we play and set up. So moving forward, that's the beauty of when you have players like Rosie, especially young players who can play various positions. So at the moment, you know, he's playing there, and hopefully he continues to perform.
Any chance of signing before the window closes?
Yeah, there's every chance. You know, there hasn't been much movement in all of the market in the A-League. I think only two players have been signed. So we're continuing to look at it, but we're not about to just sign someone who's, you know, it has to be a player who we feel can give us something moving forward, maybe even beyond this season. And so if we get that right player, then we'll do it. If not, we'll move forward with the players we've got and continue to, you know, to try and perform.